L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Boule Kev Show special guest. My friend YG is here.
What's happening, dog?
Lot of jewelry, brother.
Oh, no, this is light work. You know what I'm saying? It's something light.
Well, first of all, man, congrats. You've just been killing it on all fronts. I appreciate the, you know, just the enterprises you're building. 400 Flowers, shoes, the clothing line is everywhere. I feel like every time I go to damn Zoomies, you're like right in the front window and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, man, it's been a minute.
Yeah, bro, appreciate it, dog.
We did some Zoom shit, I feel like, over the pandemic.
Yeah, that Zoom shit ain't real to me.
That shit is whack.
Yeah, that shit, man.
It's been a few years since we sat down, though, man, so it's good to see you. Likewise. Let's just get this shit out of the way.
What's up, bro?
The Rams-Niners thing.
Yeah, what's happening?
I've historically known you to be a 49er fan. Me and you have had verbal arguments about the 49ers, because I'm a Cardinal fan.
Yeah.
These are on YouTube somewhere.
Okay.
On my channel, you can probably just look. I just realized we have like 12 interviews over the years. Mm-hmm. So now you're a Rams fan.
I've been a Rams fan first.
Okay, so
you've been knowing me for my adult life.
09, 2010.
My teenage adult life. You didn't know me since I was my youth. You know
correct.
What I'm saying? You feel me? I grew up a Rams fan. My father's a Rams fan. I started doing my music shit, moving around, mm-hmm. going to the Bay. We knew some people that was from L.A. that played on the Niners that was inviting us to the games. We started going to the games, young motherfuckers who don't got a team in L.A.
Correct.
So we going to the Niner games. Like, these is our first NFL game. So we like, fuck, we fucking with the Niners. Cool, for sure. Niner game. So we was fucking with the Niners. And we start hanging with Kaepernick and Frank Gores and Michael Crabtrees and all of them. Deshaun Golson is the one that brought us up there like that. Boom. Mm-hmm. We in with them. I'm the type of dude, you feel me? I support the teams or the people that I know. Like, so if I got a relationship with like Russell Westbrook and
no, you used to James fuck with Harden, the Thunder, you used to yeah, no, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Them niggas is from the city, so I'm supporting that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got into the Niners shit. But I was a Rams fan first.
Okay, okay.
You feel me? Since a kid. Like real football fan team. Not no, oh, because I know this person. I know mm-hmm. this person. You feel me? It was Rams and the fucking Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan. You feel me? That's how it all started. So, and then I had to cut the Niners off when they did the whole Kaepernick shit. So I honestly don't see how people is still supporting the Niners organization after the whole Kaepernick situation happened. So I'm proud and I'm glad to say fuck the 49ers. I've been saying fuck the 49ers when that whole shit happened.
And so then they edited your song on Madden.
Exactly. Yeah. So you want to go and you want to bring up the past like you know everything, but you leaving shit out.
Well, listen.
Because I don't understand how you forgot about Kaepernick.
Maybe when he took I'm a angry knee that y'all black people, eliminated the Rams.
For black people, he took a knee. How the fuck am I supposed to fuck with the Niners after they kicked him off the team, cut him out the NBA? I don't fuck with him, bro.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah, so now you know.
I'm just a petty fan of the Cardinals who's mad that y'all fucking smoked us and got us the fuck up out of here for the year.
Well, I'm just a real nigga.
Well, shout out to the Rams, man.
Yeah, hello.
It's Rams gang now.
Yeah.
Whose house?
It's been Rams gang, bro.
Okay. Either
come correct or don't come at all.
All right, well,
yeah,
listen.
Yeah.
Are you putting a wager on the game at all? Because I feel like you and Post Malone had a bet.
Yes,
a couple years ago.
Yes. I did, and I'm taking all bets. Like whoever wants to smoke, I'm with it.
So you are open to just open ended on all bets.
Yeah, like just a head up bet. Like you feel me? I'm not doing none of the little weird shit. Like oh, y'all got to win by a field goal, or y'all got to. You feel me? Like I'm not doing none of that.
Head up bets.
Head up bet. I don't give a fuck how we win. It could be a fucking safety. It could be by 1 point. Like. You know what I'm saying?
Do you already have your Super Bowl tickets locked down?
Yeah, my shit locked down.
How much can you? I mean, I don't know if you get them for free at this point because you are YG. I'm assuming you don't pay for these tickets, but these tickets are fucking expensive.
I don't like talking about financials.
Someone I know who's got season tickets, their tickets for the Super Bowl going for $39,000 a piece.
Yeah.
That shit is crazy.
The suite that I be in going for $700,000.
Jesus.
Just for the one game.
That's crazy.
And I'm in there.
And you're in there.
I'm in there.
That's what's up. Yo, this new record, Scared Money.
Yeah.
Incredible record. I think that, you know, you played a lot of the album for me a little while ago and it sounded incredible, but the video's crazy. I just saw the video. Looks like you guys, I mean, that shit, what was that, like a 4 or 5 day shoot? So many different scenes, so many different, the giant crate challenge, like.
You know, that shit was like a fucking, it was a 3 day shoot, but then we were shooting it. The song was supposed to been come out, but during the video shoot, a lot of the staff and people caught COVID. I had caught COVID. So we had to push the song back, the video shoot, all that type of shit. Had to spend all this extra money to get this shit because of COVID. But we finally got it done. You feel me? The record is out now.
Yeah, I feel like it's like one of them ones. You know, I feel like
yeah.
It feels like a big bang. It feels like, you know, it's gonna do that kind of number. Like when you first cut the record, did you feel that way?
Yes, I did. I cut the record and I told my peoples, I'm like, bro, this is my first single. And my peoples was like, bro, it's too early. I said, no, my nigga, I know when I got a record. You feel me? Yeah.
Was J. Cole like an easy call to make?
Like what you mean?
Like you just hit him directly. Does a label, like, you know, is it a label thing?
I hit him. You feel me? I had his number because I had bumped into him during COVID. You feel me? He was doing a commercial for his shoes. And I was in production for my shoes. So he came and he saw my whole program with my shoes and shit. Then we was just talking about fatherhood and all this. I connected with him. But, you know, I knew J. Cole for a minute and shit. He brought me on his tour like in 2015. So, you feel me? He been supporting, you know what I'm saying, my whole shit. So, you feel me? The call wasn't like, I don't like reaching out to people that I don't got no history with or like no,
nothing with
to try to do some music with. Bro, that shit be weird. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, the J. Cole shit was like more on a like organic side, like, you know?
No, for sure. With this album, is there any, you and I have talked about some of your albums that you just kind of put out just to get through your contract.
Those wasn't albums, those was projects.
Right, projects.
I put out, I'm claiming two of my albums as real albums, and that's My Crazy Life and Still Brazy.
Which are a lot of people would say, obviously, your two best albums. But when
because I treated them as albums when I was
Exactly. Like, and I feel like you were saying that you're having the same approach with this new body of work that's coming, correct?
Yeah, I'm having the same approach with everything I do here on out because I'm in that space. I own all my shit. Like, you feel me? I'm moving like it's all on me. It's my time. I ain't got no bad blood with, like, I ain't mad. I don't feel no type of way. It's just like, all right, it's time to get busy. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you got through the initial contract.
Yeah, I did my bid.
As a new artist, right? That's like kind of what usually happens. Like,
yeah, but I could have been out my contract way before. Like, it's just like, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess like everybody around me, we were still learning and shit. And then my lawyers was saying some shit and had me thinking this was the only way, all this type of shit. So, you know, or the game got the best of me for that time.
Well, what I like too is your transparency, because I feel like if more artists are transparent about maybe some of the shitty situations that they're in, it will help. Like, you know, I feel like it was it the LeBron shit you were on, the HBO shit?
What shit?
It was like
that was Draymond Green.
But you guys were talking about, like, you know, how thus far you haven't gotten any royalty money from your catalog because your old deal.
Yeah.
And I think that's very important for a new artist to see because, like, you know, it's a predatory business for a new artist who comes in the game and signs.
Yeah, you come in the game, you from the streets, you ain't got no business people around you who, you know what I'm saying, help you punch you in the right direction.
You get that big advance and you're like, yo, this will change my life, this amount of money.
I ain't even get a big advance.
That's crazy.
It ain't changed my life.
Because that was what? That was like originally 29, like 2009?
Yeah, 09.
Because that was before Tooted and Booted?
No, Tooted and Booted was out already.
That was the first single, right?
No, Tooted and Booted was out on some MySpace shit. And then when I got signed,
they brought it over to Def Jam.
No, they wasn't even like fucking with the song. The song just was, it kept moving in the streets and the clubs. And then, you feel me, they was forced. You feel me? Power 106 started playing it. That's what, you know what I'm saying?
That's what was the game changer. I remember the first time I met you, you did like a high school show in Vegas, but the first time we really kicked it, you were on that that tour with Bobby Brackens and Ty.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys performed at LAX in Vegas.
Yeah, bro, that was a damn, I remember that shit.
And at the time, I think Bobby Brackens and you, like you and Bobby Brackens were like co-headlining, which is like a crazy, and Ty was like an unknown artist.
Yeah.
Unknown.
That's throwback, bro. That's like throwback.
That was the first time I ever met Ty, and you were like, nah, this is the dude who did everything. He's on the hook. This is, you know.
Yeah.
I don't even think All-Star was out yet. Like, that's how long ago that was.
That's crazy, bro.
That shit is crazy,
that's
right?
That's crazy, yeah, for sure.
And now, yeah, it's why 26 million records later, you just put the plaque up with 26 million sold.
Yeah, that's light, though. That ain't even light.
That's amazing, though, man.
It's supposed to be like 100 million, you know what I'm saying?
But that's still nothing. The 26 million is, that's a career.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And I feel like you just kind of hitting your, you know.
I'm just getting started, bro.
100%, man.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the label, because you've had so many different variations of the roster, right? Obviously, I think of Kamaya and RJ and that era of the label. And then I remember right before the pandemic, you had pulled up and with De Solan, who had, by the way, she could sing. She got some like Lauryn Hill type shit. That's like crazy.
Yeah.
Where's the label at now? Like, as far as just like who signed? Is that like a priority for you to start to still put artists out?
Yeah, that's a priority for me. I still got De Solan and D3 signed, you know what I'm saying?
D3's dope.
Yeah, so you feel me? Like, we had the plan, like, right when COVID hit, like, we had a whole bunch of shit planned out, but then COVID hit. So, you know, like, our side of the map during COVID was really shut down. So,
super shut down.
Yeah, so I told the artists, I'm like, look, man, y'all just gonna have to, like we all in the same situation right now. We gonna thug it out. Once all this shit, you know what I'm saying, get back close to normal, we gonna start getting, you know what I'm saying, we gonna start moving and doing our shit. So, everybody did that. So, De Solan and D3, you know what I'm saying, they got shit coming soon.
Shout out to them. D3's hard.
Yeah.
What is, do you have any sort of current relationship with Kamaya? Because I know obviously we've all seen the interviews where she's talking about, you know, the situation and all that. Like, because you guys were together for so long, I feel like, you know, eventually emotions have to calm down and there has to be, you know, is there a relationship currently? Or
yeah, we straight. I just seen her and shit. I seen her a couple times, like in the past month. I'm saying we straight.
That's good.
Yeah,
that is good, man. Who can you talk about the album? Because I know a lot of it's pretty much done, right?
But the album called Pray For Me.
Pray For Me.
Pray For Me.
So dope.
And that's
title.
All I could talk about. And the first single is Scare Money. That's the first record. You know what I'm saying? And it's coming soon.
Why that title?
That title, that's what the music, like, when I came with that title, for me, I was like halfway, like, there with the album, and I had like a handful of records, and I was just sitting on the records, and I'm like, bro, like, you feel me? I wasn't trying to force nothing and trying to come create some shit and try to turn it into like bring it to life. I'm like, no, I need to go listen to these music and let the music like create the title. You feel mm-hmm. me? So I'm listening to the music, and then I'm like, bro. It sound like pray for me, like I need help, like, you know what I'm saying? My life is crazy. Everybody life past 2 years, you know what I'm saying? Everybody been going through crazy shit, you know what I'm saying? So, and bro, this was like in like July, August, September when I came with this title and shit. And yeah, it just seemed like, bro, shit just, it's just crazy and shit. So yeah, that's the title of the album, bro.
What's up, y'all? Got to interrupt the Bootleg Kev podcast. We have a brand new sponsor. And I love this sponsor. I've been giving them my money for a long time. It's about time they gave some back. MyBookie. Yes, that's right. If you are a gambler, if you're not a gambler, let me tell you, MyBookie is the best place to go. All right, Super Bowl season is here. Super Bowl 56 is right here. And trust me, MyBookie's double deposit bonus is something you don't want to miss. If you sign up at MyBookie now, use the promo code BOOTLEG, that's BOOTLEG, to have your first deposit matched instantly up to $1,000. So if you put $1,000 in, they'll match your $1,000 and you can get in on all the action for Super Bowl 56. I mean, seriously, Joe Burrow versus Matthew Stafford. The Rams are playing the Super Bowl at home in LA. What does that even mean? Because none of these home games, I've been to them. It's a lot of outdoor fans coming in. The 49ers took that place over twice in the last month. We'll see how the Bengals fans show up. All right, this is the most important game of the year. It's the biggest game of the year, and you can get paid by watching it. MyBookie's giving you everything you need to do it. With that double your money, you can double your winnings. And the best starting point for the big game is these Super Bowl prop bets. They're fun. Anybody can do these, right? Hey, mom, what color do you think the Gatorade's going to be to get spilled at the end of the game? Hey, what about that coin flip? Is it heads or is it tails? Whatever it is Matthew Stafford going to throw a stupid-ass interception? Probably. Probably. Is Joe Mixon going to score a touchdown? I like it. I don't know. Get in on that prop bet action. And listen, even if you don't pick on who's going to win, you could be a winner, all right? It's a great look. The prop bets are the most fun for the Super Bowl. So don't miss out. Head to MyBookie. Double your first deposit up to $1,000 by using the promo code BOOTLEG. Place your bets. Get ready for the unmatched excitement for that Super Bowl. That is $1,000 in free money that they will match. So you deposit $1,000, they match $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Let's get back to the podcast. I was talking with Dom a couple of months ago, and we were talking about how you guys are supposed to have that super group. Me and you have talked about it before. Him
and Nip.
And Nip, yeah, right? Which would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Is there any of those records that exist anywhere that you guys cut that never have seen the light of day?
Like, I don't think me, Dom, and Nip got in the studio to start working on that. Like, we was having a conversation, and we was finna go get a deal for that before we even start working on it. But then me and Nip was supposed to do, like, we linked up to do a group project probably like 2-3 times. And the time before the last time was when we did Fuck Donald Trump, me and him was working on a group project called Two of America's Most Wanted. And that's where the Fuck Donald Trump record came from. So we got records from that. From that time.
So the, so you and Nipsey have some unreleased stuff that's sitting, sitting on a hard drive somewhere.
Yeah, we got unreleased stuff, but it ain't like to a point to where I could like put it out, or like it ain't like we was just getting started on working on a project, and like we did like 2-3 songs and Fuck Donald Trump, and you feel me, that was the best song from that batch of songs, and we ended up putting it out. So at that time, we like, when we put our Fuck Down Trump, we like, fuck, we need the project for. We already like, we this made the best. Lit. Yeah, we made the best record.
FBI's on your head, everybody.
Yeah, we made the best. We made the best record and made the biggest statement.
Man, like, that what's that the spoke point to of that doing era.
Project? Like,
yeah. I remember because it was around that time you were on tour with G, right? And y'all did the remix and that was like super thick in election season.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
That shit was a wild time, man.
Yeah, shout out to G-Eazy because he, you know what I'm saying, he took a stance, you know what I'm saying, with us on that
you had,
early.
Yeah, and you had Macklemore. You just had like the woke white dudes on the remix.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Would you do a part two to that if he runs again in 2024?
Nah, my bro Nip ain't here. You feel me? So I got to let that, you know what I'm saying? I got to let that be that.
Or maybe just the version called Fuck Both of Y'all.
Fuck Both of Y'all.
Because Joe Biden's kind of not doing a great job.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Shit, man.
I'm just fucking around. But I'm not trying to get political. But both of them are probably not the best choices. My energy drink's here. This is like cocaine in a can. They don't pay for me to drink this shit either, but.
Oh, shit.
You ever had you fuck with energy drinks?
Uh-uh.
It's just like if you have cargo shorts, a Monster Energy tee on, maybe some DC shoes, some ICP in the Walkman. Yeah. Anyway, talk about your weed shit. I told Spencer I'd shout him out on this interview because he's one of my best friends and he's a steaming pile of dog shit. Shout out to my boy Spencer. But he called me. He's like, you better give me some fucking credit in that interview, man. Talk about 400
Flowers. 400
Flowers,
I mean, it's, you feel me? I wouldn't, like, back in the day, like, 2011, like, you feel me? I had did, like, a strand with this weed company.
That was
like,
a long
Orange
time ago.
County.
Yeah.
I did YGOG back, like back then, you know what I'm saying? But, you feel me? That was before the weed shit was all the way legal. And,
right.
Bro, I was so young, I didn't really know what I was doing. But I've been trying to figure it out ever since then, like, a real situation. So, I finally like figured out the situation and we start putting out product and shit.
YGOG got the chicken and waffles.
Yeah,
the Bompton berries.
Bompton berries, Bompton cherries. We fucking waffles. We got the Boulé. You know what I'm saying? We got some new shit finna drop. All that.
And the thing is crazy is like I feel like I don't ever remember you as a big smoker as much as you just drink a lot.
Yeah, nah, cause so I turned into I was a smoker when I was like high school, like right. Young, smoking. And then when I got to, 22, 23, like the smoking wasn't my vibe because it'd it'd throw me off. You feel me? I started taking my life like more serious and just like aware of my surroundings. And like, bro, the weed had me like paranoid, be clutching. I think, bro, the homies trying to, like, do right. Something fast. It had me tripping, like, and then it had me, like, thinking, like, I'd be like, bro, I'm a bum. Like, bro, what are you doing with your life? It had me on all that type of.
Are you sure it wasn't mushrooms?
No, bro, it was that weed, bro, on the gang. Bro, that weed, bro, that shit had a nigga in his head tweaking. So, like, I just was like, you know what? I don't think this shit for me. Then I start sipping, and then this drink, it'd be like, but the drink is like I don't be in my head like that. Mm-hmm. But then the drink got its cons too. You know what I'm saying? But I'm straight tequila.
Straight tequila now.
I smoke with the homies and shit. Like I smoke, right. But I'm not like the weed smoker out the crew. I'm the.
What
drinker.
Is your go-to tequila?
Don Julio Blanco.
That's so good. I always tell people, Don Julio Blanco. I'll take that over 1942.
Yep.
It tastes better.
I'm the one that had everybody drinking 1942. And now they drinking Don Julio Blanco.
1942 is kind of overrated.
Yeah, but it's like,
it's good. It's like a cute bottle.
I don't
for
drink
the club.
That shit no more. Yeah, that shit is old. I don't drink.
And you know what else? I feel like it's overrated is the fucking Clase Azul shit. People just like to, you know, like,
no, that bottle look good.
It's a good looking bottle.
Not a bottle. That's a
we're
good
talking about
bottle.
What it, the drink inside of it. Give me the
no. Nah, the drink on that cool too.
It's
that
better than 42.
Yeah,
but
you feel
but
that shit like it's more sweet or something, right?
I like Casamigos or Don Julio.
Yeah, I drink. You feel me? I drink Don Julio Blanco, Casamigos Blanco. I drink Don Julio though.
I'm surprised with the amount of alcohol I've seen you consume in our long tenure as friends that you don't have your own alcohol yet.
I'm working on that.
It's got to be coming soon, man. Snoop's got fucking wine out here.
I'm working on that. Is My it, shit is crazy though.
Is it gonna be tequila?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
I don't know. Maybe we get a YG hard seltzer.
Nah. You feel me? That's a bitch drink.
Damn.
That's bitch beer.
Is that bitch beer?
Yeah, that's bitch beer, bro. I love me hard
some
liquor.
I love me some bitch beer.
That's cool.
You know why you drink that shit and it doesn't it don't have no fucking calories in it?
Bro, I'm from the streets. We drink hard liquor.
I respect that. I used to be a Corona drinker.
See, that's cool.
But if you drink like 7 Coronas while you're DJing, by the end of the year done, you feel like a bloated fat fuck. If I have 7 White Claws, I feel like, oh, I just had 7 bottles of water. I'm just going to piss it out and I'm still fucked up.
Yeah,
it's more of a diet decision because, you know, I'm getting
like
older now.
That sound like bitch beer.
For sure. Yeah.
That sound like bitch beer.
Bitch beer it is.
You know what I'm saying?
So we're going to sit here. That is now trademarked. If you drink seltzers, it's bitch beer.
That's what I think from how I live and from the shit that I think is cool and what's not. You got your own lifestyle and your own world, and y'all like drinking bitch White Claws. We like hard liquor in brown paper bags.
Coming up next year will be the 10-year anniversary of my crazy life.
No, bro.
Right? 2013 or was it 2014? 14, so, fuck, 14. That's 8. Okay, I don't know why. I'm trying to remember that like era in my life.
Yeah.
Have you already started to think ahead though? Like, because that's a fucking one of the greatest albums of all time. Anything special for the 10 years in a couple of years?
Yeah, no, we definitely gonna do something for sure. We got to. That's mandatory. You feel me? That album changed my life for sure.
How is Mustard involved production wise on this album at all?
Nah.
Is it getting annoying, like, everyone always asking that about, like, your projects? Hey, is Mustard on here?
Nah, like it's regular.
Any other producers you could talk about working with on the album?
My producer, Swiss, you know what I'm saying? He got some joints on the album. Another young producer I fuck with, his name Lil Rich, he got some joints on the album. Everybody else, Hit-Boy got a...
I was going to ask. I feel like you and Hit-Boy.
Nah, Hit-Boy got a thing on the album. You feel me? He got a thing on the album. He got a thing on that motherfucker. And then everybody else is just like young and up and coming. You feel me? My youngin' Larry J got a joint on there, you know?
I feel like you
But the album is not done. I'm still working, so it's like it's hard to
solidify.
It's hard to, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like you have a great ear for beats, and you always keep people around you that got a great ear for beats, because like no matter what people say about your shit, your beats are always on fucking point, like, and somehow like that's an underrated trait to have in music, is having a good ear for beats. Some motherfucker like Nas forever had the worst ear for beats, and then he linked up with Hit-Boy and, you know, 2 classics in a row. Shout out to Hit-Boy. You and Mozzie putting out the joint album, it's a big fucking deal for the West Coast last year. You have obviously been locked in with Mozzie for a very long time, really before he was kind of on this run that he's been on where he was kind of like a household name.
Mm-hmm.
But what was like, was it a purposeful thing you guys went in and did it, or were you guys just working? Because I know you were in with Dave and like you guys were working just a lot. Did it just feel like, you know what, we got all these records cut, let's just do a fucking album? Like,
really, we ain't even really had, like, we had started working just on some shit before. We had just started working and we did some records. And then like it was like top of 2021, I think, you know what I'm saying? Dave had pulled up on me like, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you think about doing a project? And bro, it's the middle of COVID. Ain't nobody really got nothing going on. We just like trying to kill time. And then I'm like, Mozzie, that's my fella.
Fella.
And you know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro. And then, you feel me? This is right before me and Mozzie, we locked in and started working right before I was finished start working on my album. Mm. So I'm like, bro, this is the perfect time to get in with bro, because bro be rapping. Like, he be saying that. He be talking that shit. So, like, and I'm like you feel me? If you put me on a court with a fucking NBA player, bro, I'm a hoop. Like, I'm playing the NBA. Mm. You feel me? That's what I think. But so I locked in with Mozzie. So I'm like, yeah, this finna be good. This finna be some good, you know what I'm saying? Like, get my shit right for my shit, mm-hmm. and do some dope shit for the culture that's been needed anyway. You know what I'm saying? With somebody I really fuck with. So when Davo had to, I'm just like, you feel me, the homie, you feel me here, Rod, he was like, yeah, bro, we need to do that. We need to do that right there. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, let's go. So you feel me, we did it. We called guys and be like, yeah, guys, come on, we gonna do this through Empire. Don't even worry about nothing. You feel me, guys? He was like, let's go. And we had fun. We was recording, having fun.
You guys were like in Cabo, right? Doing a lot of shit.
We ended up going to Cabo to shoot video and for my birthday. Mm-hmm. But we went to go shoot like two videos out there. And that shit was a vibe. Everybody came out there, Blast, Mozzie. We had Young and May out there. It was a gang of homies. It was like, it was like bitch galore out there.
Bitch galore.
Lady galore, women galore, pretty bitch galore,
yeah,
thotty galore, stripper galore.
A lot of imports from
LA.
A lot
of options. A lot of options.
Now, these women who live out there? Or are you? I mean, because
no.
I was about to say a lot of IG thoughts like, I follow out there.
No, women like
women. Well, you said thotty galore
because you had to. Like, we flew some thotties out there on purpose because we got some thotty ass homies that need. Thoughts and thought homies, they, you know what I'm saying? They belong around each other. So, we had to, we had everything. It was every type of variety of a human, you know what I'm saying?
Good times.
Yeah, it was like, it was fun.
Who's that?
Everybody enjoyed themselves, and it was like no disrespectful shit was going on. It was none of that. It was real player fun. The chef at three yachts.
Jesus.
It was cool. You know what I'm saying?
Whose idea was the belly concept for the cover?
Whose idea was it? I don't know.
Because that shit came out cold.
Davo, Mozzie, me, somebody.
That shit came out cold.
Yeah.
Is that, because, you know, Mozzie's been on your albums in the past, right?
Like, yeah.
Is that somebody who I feel like maybe, like, moving forward, I feel like people are going to want a record with him on your album? Like,
yeah, no, I fuck with Mozzie, bro. Like Mozzie, like, bro, I fuck with Mozzie. It's gangland, you feel me?
Who's your favorite up-and-coming outside of your roster in L.A.? Who's your favorite artist that you're just a fan of right now?
Blast and Kalen, for real.
Blast and Kalen got it.
Yeah, bro. I'm trying to think of, is it any other, like, new young motherfuckers? You feel me? The Blue Bloods Clan, too. I fuck with them young niggas, too.
They're killing it.
And the Baby Stone Gorillas.
Baby Stone Gorillas killing it.
Yeah.
Blue Bucks, I feel like, kind of got the club right now.
Yeah.
I feel like they're kind of like, you know, like, there was like an era where you would go and only in L.A. or certain parts in Cali, but, you know, RJ kind of ran the club for like a couple of years on some like L.A. shit, you know? Yeah. And I feel like Blue Bucks kind of got that right now.
Hell yeah, they got to keep going. Keep their foot on their neck, you know what I'm saying?
Is there anything else entrepreneurial wise you got going on? You got the alcohol coming, the shoes. People can, I mean, the shoes sell the fuck out right away. But is there anything else? You know, anything new coming for the clothing brand or?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's new shit always coming. You feel me? You just gotta stay tuned. I don't really like talking about shit. I just like doing it and being about it. But the album is coming. You know that. You feel me? The single is out now. The first one. You know what I'm saying? I got my artists coming soon. You know, we got big shit happening, big shit coming soon. You got to stay tuned.
I just got into an argument about who's on the West Coast or the LA hip hop Mount Rushmore, right? If we're thinking eras.
Uh-huh.
Who is on your Mount Westmore of LA hip hop? I said Mount Westmore. Mount Rushmore.
That. I'm gonna let y'all answer that.
Because I think if we're thinking of eras, you've had like the last 10 years, right? But then there's like Kendrick. There's, you know, I feel like it's a debate. You know, like, but so you said let the fans answer.
Yeah, let the fans answer.
You know, it's Dre, Snoop, probably. I mean,
hey, but you just said eras.
Eras. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm thinking like you got to have one person from each era up there, type shit.
Oh, you saying? Oh, I thought you was talking about for this era.
Who I just mean all time.
Oh, all time. Yeah, you got to let. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to let all time. Dre, Snoop, Pac, Eazy-E, Nadar.
I think Game should be on there too.
Oh yeah. But how many people was on a Mount Rushmore?
Think we can make a five.
If we making it whatever we want to make it, then it's probably like, you feel me? You got to put Ice Cube up there. You got to put
Kendrick.
Yeah. But see, I was going off of before
back then. Easy. Yeah, I mean, you got to put Cube on there.
Yeah, I'll put Cube on there. For our generation, I'm going to let, you feel me, the people talk about that, you know?
I mean, for the last, like, 15 years, it's you, it's Kendrick, it's Game, and then the fourth guy. Who am I forgetting? It's really you, Kendrick, and Game, and Nip. That's the four.
That's your four.
I mean.
Somebody else's four might be different. Who knows? Who gives a fuck?
This is fair. This is just fan shit. Well, the album's coming soon. Hopefully sooner than later. The video is out. Shout out Moneybagg Yo. Man, I'm looking forward to it. Appreciate you pulling up. Hey, can we do a next year Rams Cardinals bet now?
Yeah, what you want to do? How much you got? Like what you want, about 1,000?
No. I'm not in it for that. I will take a photo in a Rams jersey.
No, I'm not taking a photo in a Niners jersey.
No, in a Cardinals jersey.
No.
Get your Kyler Murray.
I'll take a photo in a Hopkins jersey.
Okay. So you take a photo in a Cardinals DeAndre Hopkins jersey.
But I can't do that. I'm just telling you.
But like, that's your
I would
friend.
Do that. Yeah, but you trying to make it about a bet. And like, you trying to have me go viral and look crazy.
No, this should be a good bet. Because I'm just, whoever's got the better record next year. You should feel good about that.
The Rams are going to have that, bro. Stop playing, bro. Look at the squad. Look at the coach, man. Sean McVay. What the fuck is this dude talking about? Stop playing.
So it's a bet? You're going to make...
Let's bet some money. Yeah.
I'm not betting money. You're richer than me, bro.
Studio be booked out. Like, bet some money. Scared money don't make no money.
We could do 500. 500
piece. 1,000, bro. 1,000.
See, I'm not
that. I'll do 400.
400.
I'll do 400.
Look at that. 400. Next year, regular season record. Who's got the better record overall?
Why you want to? Let's do game for game. That's going to take too long to get $400.
Game for game.
Game for game. So first time we play you, we beating y'all.
No. We playing twice.
I said the first time we beating y'all.
Fine.
Or do you want it? Who going to win the most out of them two games? But then it's like,
what if it's
if y'all win? It's a tie, then it's a tie. Fuck
okay,
it.
Let's do that.
All right, bet. We can do that. Let me think. Yeah, because we probably see y'all in the playoffs. But see, I don't know about the playoffs.
We're talking regular season only. Two divisional games.
See, that's not you betting on it to be a tie. But like, that's going to be like it's going to be like, you feel me? That's not a good bet. It's cool, but like, we can break even, like, for sure, easily.
Fine, so the first game.
Let's just bet just game for game, bro.
Okay, fine. Each game, 400.
Each game, 400 a game.
So I might be down 800.
Yeah, you might be down 800, bro.
Which would be a terrible look. It is what it is.
But who's keeping count?
Yeah, well, listen, he's also open for all bets for the Super Bowl. Don't know any rappers from Cincinnati. And all no disrespect to Cincinnati. I'm sure there's some people bubbling out there.
But you know people from...
Ohio?
Yeah, Ohio.
Yeah, but like, I know people from Cleveland. They're not banging Cincinnati. They say Cincinnati's like a redneck-ass city.
Oh.
I got homies from Cleveland. They're like, well, we don't fuck with Cincinnati. That's like some redneck shit. I'm like, I don't know. But Joe Burrow's sick. So, you know.
Yeah, Joe Burrow's sick. Chase sick.
There might be some LSU people, you know?
No, they got some people up on their squad for sure. But guess what? Welcome to L.A. This is a home game, baby.
It's a home game. Super Bowl. Halftime is going to be crazy. YG, you'll be there.
And stop mentioning that 49er shit. It's over with. Like,
hey, how annoyed were you that I posted that on Instagram?
I wasn't even tripping,
this bro. This text texted me like, you're petty as fuck.
Yeah, I was just like, bro, you petty. Like, bro, you trying to smut my name, made me look bad. That's crazy.
You know what's funny is I came away from that game saying, man, that sucked. But at least I got a nice piece of content out of it.
Look at you, bro. You ain't shit.
There it is.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.